This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The AFBF President's office window in Washington looks out on a construction site right now. If you visit, you'll see mounds of dirt, huge concrete poles, scaffolding, and a small army of front loaders and cranes. Today it looks like a little boy's dream backyard, and when it's all done, it will be the city's newest monument to a great leader, a memorial for President Dwight D. Eisenhower. It is good and right that we honor the great men and women who devoted their lives to serving this country, but not all heroes get their picture in a history book or even the local paper. I'd bet we each know at least one everyday hero who is making his or her community a better place. Every year on Earth Day, I can't help but think about how the American farmer is that kind of hero. Farmers and ranchers aren't drawn to the spotlight, and they aren't good at singing their own praises either. But consumers need to know how much the folks who grow and raise their food are doing to protect our planet. First, farmers are conserving resources and protecting the soil. As the population booms, farmers and ranchers face higher production demands than ever before. Thanks to advances in technology, from smarter farm equipment to better seeds, U.S. agricultural output has nearly tripled in the last 60 years. What's more, that increase has come with fewer resources and less land available for production. For farmers, land is the most precious asset, and they are committed to using modern farming practices that preserve the soil and prevent erosion. Sustainability practices like no-till, conservation tillage, and planting cover crops are taking over as common practice for all over farm country. Since 2012, farmers have increased these soil conservation efforts by 34 million acres. Secondly, farmers are growing and using clean, renewable energy. Renewable fuel is a real homegrown American success story. With renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel, farmers have decreased our nation's dependence on foreign oil and reduced pollution. Farmers are doing their part to protect our fuel supply, strengthen our national security, and protect the environment. The number of farmers producing renewable energy increased 132% from 2012 to 2017. Not only are they growing more renewable fuel, they are also investing in using renewable, clean energy on farms with geothermal heating, solar panels, windmills, hydro systems, and methane digesters. Farm use of solar energy alone has more than doubled in the last 5 years. Third, farmers are reducing greenhouse gas emissions. America's farmers and ranchers are leading the ag world with sustainability efforts. We can see this clearly when we look at greenhouse gas emissions. U.S. agriculture's share of our country's GHGs is just 9%. When you single out livestock, which is often the subject of unfair environmental attacks, that sector's share is less than 3%. And we keep improving. Thanks to farmers' conservation work and advances in productivity, we are continuing to see emissions per unit of agricultural output trending down across all sectors of the farm economy. These numbers are just a slice of the much bigger story of sustainability across America's farm and ranch land. It's a story that too often gets overlooked by folks who simply don't understand modern farming, the hard work and dedication it takes, or the farmer's tendency toward problem solving and commitment to being a good steward. As President Eisenhower once said, farming looks mighty easy when your plow is a pencil and you're 1,000 miles from the cornfield. I can't say what President Eisenhower, the grandson of a Kansas farmer himself, would think of his new memorial. But as we look forward to the unveiling, I'm grateful for another reminder of how blessed we have been with leaders who value and respect the humble yet fruitful work of millions of unsung heroes. The 2017 Census of Agriculture was released last week to much-deserved fanfare. The Census of Ag is a Herculean effort undertaken by the Agriculture Department every 5 years by a staff of dedicated professionals intent on asking the right questions in the right way in order to paint the most accurate picture of U.S. agriculture at the time the data is collected. One small point of reference to highlight how seriously USDA takes the Census of Agriculture, the response rate for the 2017 Census of Agriculture was 71.8%. Many studies have been conducted regarding survey response rates. The following response rates are common according to the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Research. Customer and member surveys, 5-40%, general public, 1-20%. The Census of Agriculture would likely be described as a hybrid of these two types. But by either definition, USDA's doggedness for collecting responses is clearly impressive. The survey results will be the source of research and discussion for years to come. A group of 135 farm organizations and banks that supply seasonal loans to farms and ranches have called on the President and Congress to put aside political differences and supply urgently needed relief in the wake of weather-related disasters in 2018 and 2019. In a letter, the organizations, which included AFBF, highlighted the year's unprecedented destruction. The groups wrote that farms across the country endured an incredibly difficult year in 2018, and the trend continues in 2019 with challenging market prices and destructive weather conditions. Historic hurricanes Florence and Michael, along with unprecedented wildfires, droughts, flooding, and other natural disasters, devastated agricultural regions throughout the nation. Estimated agriculture losses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina alone totaled nearly $5.5 billion. Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri currently estimate losses at more than $3 billion. Droughts have devastated the Southwest, wildfires the West, and volcanic activity in Hawaii. Puerto Rico encountered its own humanitarian crisis from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. For many farmers, these events have meant near complete losses. The recently released 2017 Census of Agriculture shows changes to farm sizes, operators, and farming practices. The total number of U.S. farms fell 3.2%, while the average farm size increased 1.6% since 2012. Michael Netbu, an AFBF economist, talked about the new data, including the average age of principal operators, in a recent interview. The 2012 census reported that to be 58.3 years. For the 2017 census, that increased to 59.4 years. Regarding production practices, for the 2012 census, conventional tillage was the largest category, but in the new census, no-till agriculture rose to the top, followed by conservational tillage, and conventional tillage was the lowest category. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.